De'Vonta Shayne finished as the number 5 running back in fantasy last season. He's the 9th back off the board this summer. That gap, RB5 production at an RB9 price, is the kind of thing our system is built to flag, and there isn't a single red pattern in the way. The Muff 2026 preview, the season was a dual threat clinic on a bad team. 238 carries at 5.7 a pop, elite efficiency, plus 67 catches for 1,838 yards from scrimmage. 20.2 points a game RB5 on a 7-10 Dolphins offense that finished below water in EPA. And the efficiency is real, not a small sample mirage, plus 242 rushing yards over expected, 5th among qualified backs, and he did it facing a stacked box on nearly a quarter of his runs. The signature week 10 against Buffalo, a 59-yard touchdown straight up the gut to ice the game, part of a 40-point fantasy day. Speed kills and his floor was elite too. He cleared 16 points in 15 of 16 games. The arc is short and rising. 3 years in, this was the cleanest, highest version yet, and crucially, it wasn't a one-off. He posted 17.6 a game the year before. Back-to-back top-end seasons, no spike to fear. What repeats? The volume is his. The receiving role, 67 catches, is the stickiest insurance a back can carry. And the touchdown share at 22% sits clean below the fade line, so there's no luck to surrender. Nothing in the pattern library fires against him. That's the case in one sentence. A top-5 finish, a top-5 profile, no red flags, price 9th. Muffed! So why a lean and not a full call? Honestly, about our own method, we have no licensed stickiness pattern for running back production the way we do for receiver and tight end targets. So he'll repeat is a strong inference, not a proven base rate. And the situation adds real fog per the reports. Miami is in a regime change cleaning house with the quarterback spot genuinely unsettled this offseason. A back this dependent on efficiency wants a functional offense around him, and Miami's is a question mark. The flip side also reported the Dolphins told suitors Shayne is not on the trading block. The role is safe even as everything around it churns. The price pick 15, RB9. Verdict, lean underpriced. The production says top 5, nothing says fade, and the gap to RB9 is free money. The counter out loud, the new coaching staff and quarterback uncertainty could sink the offense's efficiency, and a speed-based back behind bad blocking is the profile most exposed to that. But you're buying a top 5 finisher at a discount the data can't justify. Take the edge. September watch, the quarterback situation and the offense's tempo. A Shayne ceiling is tied to game scripts where Miami can stay on schedule, and the carry share, which at this efficiency is the whole ball game. Your guys every week. Next preview's cued.